Nuig gets hit by the British Airways attackers, a Twitter bug sent direct messages to developers, and the three men behind Mirai don't receive jail time. All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings, I am Shannon Morse and this is ThreatWire for September 25th, 2018, your summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. Our Patreon is over at patreon.com/threatwire and that is always the best way to support the show and will help us reach our next goal. So if you want access to exclusives, check out that Patreon link in the show notes below. And special thanks to our newest Patreon supporters, Attila, Becky, Ashton, Richard, and Krypton. And now on to the news. First up with Newegg. Yes, Newegg.com. One of the few places I was able to buy computer parts from while I was growing up in the Midwest. They were hit in a cyber attack in what is extremely similar to the attack against British Airways. This attack was done by the same hacking group using similar code and stealing similar information. The hacking group called Magecart was able to inject 15 lines of JavaScript into the Newegg website store checkout, and in turn they were able to steal the credit card and basic shipping information from customers. In both cases, the breach happened due to malicious JavaScript libraries hosted by each company. In Newegg's case, this was the checkout step2.aspx payment page that was updated with the malicious code. Now, Magecart hosted the server, which would receive data from the checkout form on neweggstats.com, registered the domain name using Namecheap, and they also purchased a certificate using Komodo. Now, Newegg tweeted and they posted the information on their FAQ about the breach on September 19th, including a very vague message that said, "Please check your email." This breach occurred from August 16th through September 18th, and it was first reported on by RiskIQ and Volexity Threat Research. According to security researchers at RiskIQ, the Magecart attacks are rapidly spreading, with them receiving notifications of new hacks almost each and every hour. Now, it is unknown how many customers were affected by the breach, and Newegg has not posted data. Newegg does receive over 50 million visitors a month, but how many of those actually checked out? Well, who knows? Newegg does state on their FAQ that they are taking the, quote, appropriate steps to address the issue. If you did enter your credit card information on Newegg's site during the affected time, consider getting a new card issued and keeping an eye on your bank accounts to ensure of no fraud. Last week, Twitter posted a bulletin explaining that their Account Activity API, which is AAAPI, which is used to build better customer engagement, customer service, chatbot, and social monitoring by getting activities related to accounts that you own or manage in real time, they had a bug that allowed developers to see a small percentage of users' direct messages. So anyone that had interacted with an account or a business on Twitter that used that AAAPI to provide support could have been affected, and businesses that use that AAAPI for support could have also been affected. And this includes not only direct messages, but also protected tweets. But there's a very important bit to note here. It was not Twitter developers, it was third-party developers who may have had access to your DMs to companies, but other DMs were not involved in the bug. Now, in order for this to happen, and this gets a little bit crazy, two or more developers had to have had the API subscriptions configured to domains that resolve to the same IP. URL paths had to match exactly across multiple developers. Multiple developers must have had activity within the same 6-minute interval, or developer subscribers' activities must have originated from the same server at Twitter's data center. And if one of those things occurred, then those DMs could have been persistently sent for up to 2 weeks until no activity occurred for 6 minutes or until the IP address changed. Now, this problem occurred from May 2017 through September 10, 2018, at which time it was fixed. It affects less than 1% of users on Twitter, which is still 3.35 million users, lots of which were my InfoSec friends, strangely enough. It's also unknown which DMs were impacted exactly and what developers may have had access to them as well. Now, affected accounts were contacted directly through an in-app notice and via Twitter.com. Developer partners were also contacted via Twitter to ensure that they comply with privacy laws. Now, this entire story comes just months after Twitter was also found that had a bug that allowed for some passwords to be saved in plain text in an internal server. Since Twitter DMs do not disappear, nor are they encrypted, there isn't much a user can do if affected by this. If you have sent sensitive data over DM to a company and you were notified of the bug, ensure that your accounts are secured. And if you can change any of the sensitive information, I know you can't change it all, you might want to consider changing what you can. Do y'all remember Mirai? It's like the gift that just keeps on giving. Well, three men who were involved in authoring and distributing Mirai malware were sentenced on probation by an Alaska court due to their willingness to cooperate with the government. Why Alaska, you might ask? Well, the main FBI agent leading the investigation is stationed up there, plus they found proof of many Alaskan devices that were struck with Mirai as well, so it was also prosecuted out of their courts. Now, Mirai was a huge attack that went worldwide, dropping websites like flies back in 2016 and being used as a DDoS attack. It was also distributed as a botnet, attacking devices that ran Linux operating systems, including IP cameras and home routers, just to name a few. The source code was published as open source, and it has been reused in newer malware as well. And in 2017, the author was disclosed by Brian Krebs of Krebs on Security, and soon after, the author was questioned by the FBI. In December, the named author, along with two others, all pleaded guilty. The three men are Paris Jha, Hosiah White, and Dalton Norman, all U.S. citizens and all sentenced to 5 years probation with 2,500 hours of community service and made to pay $127,000 in restitution for damages caused. Jha, in particular, is also to be sentenced for his role in attacking his university. Now, this was going to be 200 hours of community service originally, but prosecutors bumped that up to 2,500. So why did they get such light sentences? Even though Mirai affected so many businesses and private persons worldwide, the FBI believe that they deserve lighter sentencing due to their cooperation in identifying other criminals and thwarting other cyber attacks. Jha, in particular, put in hundreds of hours of work, according to the government. The government has been using this kind of role to reform young hackers for quite some time recently. They essentially want to give them some kind of guidance for trade for a shorter or lighter sentence, with agreement that they will work with the government instead of against them. Hey patrons, make sure to share your favorite stories in the community tab or on Discord, and every Friday I will pick three or more top stories for a voting poll that patrons can vote on to be included in next week's show. Patrons also get access to a downloadable audio version of the show, first looks at show topics, polls, discussions just for patrons, behind the scene photos, and now a Discord server just for patrons at $2 per month and up. Join now to get access to all of these and to help support the show. Our next milestone goal gets you access to a live video Q&A just for patrons at all levels, and gets us closer to doing a second episode each week, which I'm super excited about. Also, a big thanks to our Hush Puppy Perk level patrons for sending in their fur baby photos. I love them. Keep them coming. They're amazing. Hit that subscribe button or share this episode on your favorite social media page as well, or you could do both. That's totally fine too. And with that, I'm Shannon Morris, and I will see you on the internet. We'll be right back.